Good afternoon. Clouds and scattered showers are moving into and through the region now as we head into the early part of the afternoon. This is just leftover activity from yesterday's thunderstorms that developed out toward the Midwest and Great Lakes. So the tendency will be for this action to weaken as it passes through. Still plenty of clouds left over. Temperatures, though, will manage to reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs. We'll turn our attention to the west, where a cold front will approach from the Great Lakes. A renewed area of showers and thunderstorms will develop through the afternoon, and some of these storms could be on the stronger side, heading toward the latter portion of the day and into the evening, with gusty winds and potentially heavy bursts of rain. This action will continue into the evening hours until the front passes by, then we'll have a gradual clearing trend as the humidity drops overnight. Temperatures will also drop after the front passes, with readings dipping into the 40s for overnight lows. With a new area of high pressure building in, this will set us up for a sunny day on Friday, although a cooler air mass behind the front, high temperatures staying in the lower 60s on average. That front will remain off to our south on Saturday. With a low pressure wave riding along the front, clouds will come back in, and there's a good chance at showers on Saturday morning, a more scattered variety of showers on Saturday afternoon. Skies, though, remaining mostly cloudy and temperatures on the cooler side with the clouds and wet weather staying in the 50s. Overnight Saturday night, the front makes its way toward us and temperatures will be back into the 60s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds for Mother's Day. As we get into the earlier part of next week, we'll see a warming trend, especially on Monday and Tuesday, with highs pushing through the middle and upper 70s under a mix of sun and clouds. Then the next front approaches on Wednesday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snowmelt is fueling moderate to major river flooding in northern Washington and western Montana for at least the next few days. Other parts of the northern Rockies could experience snowmelt flooding. Moderate to major flooding is also expected in the upper and mid Mississippi River Valley in the near term. Meanwhile, it'll feel more like summer across much of the central and southern parts of the country to end the week. The heat and increasing levels of humidity will continue across the deep south and the southeastern United States as high pressure and upper level ridging keep frontal passages well to the north, with highs reaching or surpassing 90 degrees for many areas. It'll be even hotter across the desert southwest and into western Texas, with temperatures likely reaching or exceeding 100 degrees again. And with the hot and dry weather in the southwest, the fire danger is high again, and red flag warnings have been issued from the Texas Panhandle westbound to a large part of New Mexico and Arizona. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a few scattered showers and storms this afternoon in the lower 70s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms then clearing and breezy with temperatures falling into the 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 92, set in 1970, and the record low, 28, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clearing tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the middle 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening and clearing overnight tonight, lows in the middle and upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Any showers and storms will end this evening. We'll clear it out overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 40s. Mostly sunny skies, cooler tomorrow, lower 60s. Clouds come back in Friday night and showers are likely Saturday morning. A few scattered showers Saturday afternoon as well, keeping highs in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds for Mother's Day on Sunday, pleasant mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the lower to mid-70s Monday, partly sunny Tuesday in the upper 70s, and another chance of a shower or thunderstorm possible on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.